Good morning. My guest this morning is Robin Eschner, the composer of a song cycle, Crazy, Cold, Beautiful, the John Berggruis song cycle, which is coming to the Glaser Center on Saturday the 19th, two performances, 3 and 8 p.m. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Roland.
So tell us about this song cycle. On the very, very beautiful poster for this performance, there is a picture of a sled and sled dogs going across a frozen landscape. So put that together with what this song cycle contains.
So this is a song cycle that I was given the opportunity through the American Composers Forum and the McKnight Foundation, selected to be a visiting composer to Minnesota. And it's a grant that's offered to people who are not Minnesota residents, and you go there and work on a specific project for 60 days. And mine was to learn about the history and culture of sled dog mushing.
Oh, boy.
In this stretch of Minnesota along the shore of Lake Superior between Duluth and the Canadian border, where an Ojibwe man named John Berggruis delivered mail in the years 1879 to 1900 using sled dogs in the winter months.
Wow.
And in the summer months, he rode a boat and delivered the mail. This was 90-mile stretch each way. And so the song cycle is a result of all the material I gathered, the people I talked with, mushers, sled builders, historians, and so on. Putting together that world into one 17-piece body of work. There are solos, there are smaller ensemble pieces sung by Tick Jack, and larger choral works that are where we are joined by the Kitchen Choir, directed by Sarah Salisbury. And then there's orchestra, and so the entire thing is going to be conducted by Omid Zufanen from the East Bay. And there are a lot of elements that come together in the project musically, but also historically as well.
Do you have other performances planned for this piece already?
Not at this point. We just got back from Minnesota where we did the world premiere concerts. We did one in Grand Marais up toward the Canadian border, which was the end point for John Berggruis when he delivered his mail, and the other one in Duluth at the Sacred Heart Music Center. So we met up with the Borealis Chorale and Orchestra there and did two concerts. That chorus so enjoyed doing the project that they are asking if we might all go to Anchorage next year and do this during the Iditarod.
Great.
And as well, the Kitchen Chorus has been saying, we want to do this again. We haven't even done it yet publicly. But so there's talk about perhaps going next year up to Anchorage.
Well, it's fantastic to see a musical piece of this import coming to your friendly neighborhood theater, namely the Glaser Center.
Thank you. It's been, besides the part about the dogs, I became fascinated about actual letters that might have been delivered in that window of time.
Uh-huh.
And so I found a few, and as well some journal writing from a woman who lived there during that time who talked a lot about the mail. So some of the songs are literal settings of those texts from letters and so on.
Wow.
So there are a lot of different parts to it besides the dogs.
Well, thank you for coming in and allowing us to announce this event.
Thank you, Roland, so very much.
And let's tell people that this is a genuine musical event right here in Sonoma County. Crazy, Cold, Beautiful, the John Berggruis Song Cycle, composed by Robin Eschner. This is the West Coast premiere, and it is coming to the Glaser Center on Mendocino Avenue for two performances on the 19th, one at 3 and one at 8 p.m. For information, the best way to get tickets, I would think, is go to crazycoldbeautiful.brownpapertickets.com. Or if you're buying something at the Last Record Store, what a way to get your tickets at the Last Record Store on 1899 Mendocino Avenue. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.